I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah.
On April 10th, 1970, Paul announced his departure from the Beatles. Several months later, McCartney suggested in writing to John the dissolution of the Beatles partnership. By December of the same year, Paul files suit against Beatles and Company to have the Beatles partnership dissolved.
If people need the Beatles so much, all they have to do is to buy each album and make a track out of it, and make it, put it on tape, track by track, one of me, one of Paul, one of George, one of Ringo, if they really need it that much, because otherwise the music is just the same, only on separate albums. Instead of having the White Album or Abbey Road, where I sing a song, George sings a song, Paul sings a song, Ringo sings a song, wom, 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 like that, we make an album each. That's the only difference. And it's far better music.
Can I say that something? I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I'll never dance with another.
Eventually sold the club out, and then we started to know we were going to be big.
Come on, 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 come on. We won't dare like I paid you. We'll sing it up, baby, now.
Sing it up, baby.
Twist and shout, twist and shout.
Brian was a beautiful guy, Brian Epstein, and he was an intuitive, theatrical guy, and he knew we had something, and he presented us well.
It feels so right to hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one, and buy me love, love, and buy me love.
Just the idea of being on a bit of plastic, you know, was really incredible after all those years of playing.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you tomorrow. You remember, I'll always be true. Anytime at all, anytime at all, anytime at all, all we gotta do is go. I'll be there.
I'm gonna let you down,
let you down,
and leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before,
first, you know, everything was going too quick anyway. We didn't even have enough time to think of what was happening. We just did it.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. I should have known better with a girl like you. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me.
We earned millions and millions of money, but I must tell you that the Beatles got very little of it.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame?
It's not that we're broke. On paper, we're very wealthy people. Just when it gets down to pound notes, we're only half wealthy.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
Every day was like living 10 years. You know, in concentrated experiences, like we met everybody in the world and we didn't have a moment's peace.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help,
It was the worst time, the best time in my life. The best time because we played a lot of good music and we had a lot of good times. And the worst time because it's not, touring is never a pleasure.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care. We said our goodbye. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. She's only home, isn't it good? Norwegian.
We always sounded good when we sat down with each other. That was the great thing about the Beatles, a great little band. You know, some bands, they sit down and some days it doesn't sound so good. I think, you know, without being too immodest, I think we always made a good little noise, whether it was just in a little rock and roll club or on a roof somewhere or in Shea Stadium.
I'm looking through you, where did you go? I thought I knew you, what did I know? You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. End up, little girl. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
He was a day tripper, one way ticket, yeah. We can work it out. Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
It wasn't always a laugh at all. It was a struggle sometimes to try and get a song right. I mean, you know, we'd work on a track for days and then suddenly it clicks and we're all happy again.
Hard to get you into my life. Blue sea in the sky with diamonds. Blue sea in the sky with diamonds.
We were changing our method of working at that time. And instead of now looking for catchy singles, catchy singles, catchy singles, it was now to do more. It was more like writing your novel.
By the time the Beatles were at their peak, we were cutting each other down to size. We were limiting our capacity to write and perform by having to fit it into some kind of format. And that's why it caused trouble.
I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
The group was kind of breaking up round about then. You know, once John got with Yoko, it was kind of obvious that he'd go the way he did. You know, he was obviously looking for new pastures. And so it kind of meant that the group was going to break up.
One thing I can tell you is you
it has nothing to do with Wives. If it is Yoko and Linda's fault for breaking up the Beatles, can they have the credit for the great music that each of us have made individually? How can two women split up four strong men? It's impossible.
Something.
The Sun was the same period. We had meetings and meetings and all this, you know, bankers and, you know, lawyers and all sorts of things and contracts and shirts, and it was really awful because it's not the sort of thing we enjoy.
About a year before the Beatles broke up, I suppose. You could say the seed was sown from very early on. I don't know, really. It just did. Friction came in, business things came in, relationships between each other. We were all looking for, like, people in our lives, like, and John had found Yoko. It made it very difficult. He wanted a very strong, intimate life with her. At the same time, we'd always reserved the intimacy for the group.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
You know, the Beatles were disintegrating slowly after Brian Epstein died. It was a slow death, and it was happening. It's evident in Let It Be. It was evident in India when George and I stayed there and Paul and Ringo left. And it was evident on the White Album, you know. It's just natural. It's not a great disaster. People keep talking about it as if it's the end of the earth. It's only a rock group that split up. It's nothing important. You know, you have all the old records there if you want to reminisce.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. Lead me to your door, the wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for. You left me standing.
We want to thank you so much for traveling down the long and winding road with us during our tribute to the Beatles this Memorial Day holiday. I certainly hope you've had as much fun listening to the program as I've had being with you. If you've enjoyed this show, give the station a call. Tell them how much you liked it, or send a note to the program director right here at this station. The Beatles, The Long and Winding Road, was written by Jeff Levy and Cheryl Kissler. Associate producer Lori Netson. Production assistant Donna Tyser. Engineering by Dave Kephart. This program is created and produced by On the Radio Broadcasting for distribution by the Westwood One Radio Networks. No portion of this broadcast can be reproduced without the express written permission of On the Radio Broadcasting. The executive producer is Jeff Levy. My name is M.G. Kelly, and thanks for listening.
And in the end...